Blog Talk Radio. Ah, there she is. Happy New Moon, Sister Denise.
Sister Mary, her life. Oh, she?
Yeah, she's on right now. She's calling you.
Oh, okay. Huh?
She's calling you now.
Yeah, I'm on.
Yeah, how's the weather up there? Is it, well, I see you got electricity and heat.
But that's all right. Because we've been had a nice winter, so I ain't complaining.
Amen. Amen. But did you guys get a lot of snow?
Yes, we getting, it's, we got 2 inches and it's still snowing, so supposed to get up to 4.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, but it's 11, minus 11 degrees.
Yeah, now that's a different story. And there's supposed to be another storm coming in right behind that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's affecting, I think it's going to affect most of the U.S. Extreme cold.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See, Sister Mary's
How
back
yet. How is it affecting you, Brother Al?
Huh?
How is it affecting you?
It is, it's cooler here. It's actually supposed to be colder here. Especially with the new storm coming in. My office right now is a little cool for me. But, you know, it is what it is. I can bear with it for this time period. But, yeah, I haven't been doing the farmer's market because it's been, well, because of my hip and also because I think I may have caught the flu or whatever along with it. And I don't want to, you know, just getting over all that. Just staying in staying inside and not doing a whole lot of anything.
Yeah.
Trying to let myself heal. We are going to go ahead and start this new moon service. You know, people are on and off with this. You know, and it really, really surprises me, you know, especially my Hebrew brothers and sisters, that of all the, you know, I don't even know I don't know why, if it's mentioned in the New Testament, you know, that this feast day is one that seems like 99% of Israel don't want to keep. And it just kind of amazes me. So it's like, well, it's another thing we got to do. But I've talked to some people on Hebrew Connect. You know, some people are believing that the new moon is during the full moon and that kind of stuff. And I'm like, you know, show me some scripture that says that. And they can't. So it's, you know, something that they think, but they don't have any scriptural background for it. And so it's just kind of crazy to me. But nevertheless, I'm going to be faithful to the Most High. And, you know, it's just like a lot of people find it hard to understand when Messiah was born. And, you know, and to the Most High showed me the tabernacle and the date that it took, you know, to make the tabernacle and that it was 9 months long. And on the first of Nisan, he had them to raise it. But the tabernacle represents a man. It represents, you know, really the Most High on the earth in physical form or in spiritual form within the tabernacle. But Elohim with us. And so, you know, it's very prophetic. Doesn't want to come out of that. And then Israel, I think Israel just got a thing against birthdays, period. Which, there's nothing in the scriptures they don't celebrate your birthday. But maybe it's trying to be safe, I don't know. either way it goes, we're going to go ahead. You guys got your, you know what, I have to go get my grape juice. But I'll go get it at that time. And you have your meal?
Yeah.
Okay. I think because tonight all I'm doing is some fruit for this particular new moon. All right, so we're going to go ahead and start. And what we will do is we will alternate on the response of the people. So between you two sisters.
All right.
Okay. And I'm going to make sure that the volume on your mic, do you guys know how to turn up the volume on your mic?
Yes.
Okay. Make sure that it's about 90, 95, somewhere in there when you're speaking. That way it comes across clear through my speaker and it'll come across clear in the recorder.
Okay.
All right. So, let's go ahead and start this new moon service. Now, this is the new moon for the 10th month of our year. You know, the world just went through their new years, but ours doesn't start until Nisan. And so we are in our 10th month. Let's go to 2 Chronicles. Chapter 2. And if you're looking at your screen, then I actually have these verses up on the screen. So you can just follow there. And Solomon sent to Haran, the king of Tyre, saying, as thou didst deal with David my father, and didst send him cedar to build him a house to dwell therein, even so deal with me. Behold, I build a house to the name of Yah my Elohim, to dedicate it to him, and to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, and for the burnt offering, morning and evening, on the Sabbath and on the new moon, and on the solemn feast of Yah, our Elohim. This is an ordinance forever to Israel. 2 Chronicles chapter 8, verse 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 8 and verse 12. Then Solomon offered burnt offerings unto Yah on the altar of Yah, which he had built before the porch, even after a certain rate every day, offering according to the commandments of Moses, and on the Sabbath, and on the new moons, and on the solemn feast, three times in a year, even the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacles. Our opening prayer. And let me have you sisters to cover your head. We celebrate this festival of the new moon as an appointment with Yah, our Elohim, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, our Father, we fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One. Elohim of hosts, you are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all-powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people. In love, you are holy, and your name is holy, and we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor, revere, and praise your holy name. And let's start with Sister Denise first tonight. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Elohim of Elohim.
Yah of Yah.
Yah of Yah.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings and to rejoice before you in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us a beginning of month as a season of making amends and of atonement for sin and renewal of our consecration in offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. Sister Mary, blessed are you, Yah, Our Elohim.
Our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us.
Who has kept us.
And sustained us.
Sustained us.
And who has ordained that this, and who has ordained.
And who has ordained.
This to be the first month of the year. Oh, not, no, don't repeat that. I should have taken that out. Who has sustained us and ordained us and enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
And enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
Thank you. Amen. Accept us, your people, we pray. And let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion, when you will restore your divine glory upon her. And then Sister Denise, we bless and praise you.
We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsel.
For your eternal count.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
And restore your glory.
And restore your glory.
Once again upon Zion.
Once again upon Zion.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
And your kingdom shall be exalted over all.
The reading of the Psalms, Psalms 81. Verses 1 through 5. To the chief musicians upon Gedith, a psalm of Asaph. Sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel and the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed, on our solemn feast day. For this was Israel and the law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not, the blowing of the shofar.
Yeah.
Let's see what kind of wind I got today. your gladness and your appointed feast. At the beginning of your month, you shall blow the shofar over your burnt offerings and over your sacrifices of your peace offerings. And they shall be a memorial for you before your Elohim. I am Yah, your Elohim. And Sister Mary, blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar.
Blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar.
Oh, Yah.
Oh, Yah.
We shall walk in the light of your conscience. Oh, Yah.
We shall walk in the light of your conscience.
Oh, Yah.
Oh, Yah.
Exodus chapter 19, verses 3 through 8. And Moses went up unto Elohim, and Yah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say unto the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people, and laid before their faces all these words which Yah commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that Yah has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people to Yah. Deuteronomy chapter 10, starting in verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Starting in verse 1. And at that time Yah said unto me, Hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first, and come up unto me in the mount, and make thee an ark of wood. And I, Yah, will write on the tables the words that were in the first table, which thou breakest, and thou shalt put them in the ark. And I made an ark of shittim wood, and hewed two tables of stone like unto the first, and went up unto the mount, having the two tables in my hand. And he, Yah, wrote on the tables, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, or the Ten Instructions, which Yah spake unto you in the mount, out of the midst of the fire, in the day of the assembly. And Yah gave them unto me. And I turned myself and came down from the mount, and put the tables in the ark which I had made. And there they be, as Yah commanded me. And the children of Israel took their journey from Beeroth of the children of Jachan to Moserah. There Aaron died, and there he was buried. And Eleazar, his son, ministered in the priest's office in his stead. From thence they journeyed unto Gudgoda, from Gudgoda to Jotbad, a land of rivers of water. At that time, Yah separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of Yah, to stand before Yah, to minister unto him, and to bless his name unto this day. Wherefore, Levi has no part nor inheritance with his brethren. Yah is his inheritance, according as Yah thy Elohim promised him. And I stayed in the mount according to the first time 40 days and 40 nights. And Yah hearkened unto me at that time also, and Yah would not destroy thee. And Yah said unto me, Arise, take thy journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swear unto their fathers to give unto them. And now, Israel, what does Yah thy Elohim require of thee? But to fear Yah thy Elohim, to walk in all his ways, to love him and to serve Yah thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul. To keep the commandments of Yah and his statutes which I command you this day for thy good. Behold, the heaven and the heaven of heavens is Yah, thy Elohim, the earth also, with all that therein is. Only Yah had a delight in thy fathers to love them, and he chose their seed after them, even you above all people as it is this day. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked. For Yah your Elohim is Elohim of Elohim, and masters of masters, a great Elohim. a mighty and a terrible, which regards not the person, nor taketh reward. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger in giving him food and raiment. Love ye therefore the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Thou shalt fear Yah thy Elohim. Him shalt thou serve. To him shalt thou cleave. Swear by his name. He is thy praise. He is thy Elohim that has done for thee these great and terrible things, which thine eyes have seen. Thy fathers went down into Egypt with 70 persons. And now Yah thy Elohim has made thee as the stars of heaven for multitude. All that Yah has said, we will do. I'll let you both, you sisters, say that one.
All that Yah has said, we will do.
All right, Sister Mary, good grief there. All right. We want to be excited about what, serving and worshiping our Elohim.
Yeah. Amen.
And everything that he says, we want to do. We want to be in complete obedience to him. This is something the world doesn't want. This is something that most of his children don't want. The Shema. Amen. The Shema. Deuteronomy chapter 6. The book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. And we're going to get verses 4 through 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. Yah, and thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. Shema Yisrael, Yahuwah Eloheinu, Yahuwah Ikad, Baruch Shema Kavod, Malkuto Lamolah, Vaheh, Shema Yisrael, Adonai, Eloheinu, Adonai, Ikad. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. The Shema.
Amen.
And where do I have it at here? Okay. I'm not going to play the other version that I typically play on tonight. For some reason, it's just not in my it's not in my spirit to do it. So we're going to keep our mind focused on the Most High. This is a celebration to Him, and unless one of you sisters want to hear it, then you know I'll play it.
Yeah.
All right, then we'll play it. Here we go. All right, and then we're getting feedback from one of your speakers.
I don't have no speaker on.
I have to speak on you, but I go on mute till you get to playing it.
All right, amen. I mean, you can sing along and do whatever.
Hallelujah. Let's do a little movement. Let's do a little
Israel.
Yeah.
thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right, amen. Let us prepare for the lighting of the menorah. To celebrate Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, from the rest of the month, we light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of the fullness of the Shekinah glory in the seven spirits of Elohim, which will illuminate the new Jerusalem. The book of Colossians, chapter 2. The book of Colossians, chapter 2. In whom are hid all of the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead, or the Elohim head bodily. For you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Mashiach, buried with him in baptism, wherein you are also risen with him through the faith of the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. Colossians chapter 1, verse 27 through 29. To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which in Mashiach in you, which is Mashiach in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Yeshua HaMashiach, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his workings, which worketh in me mightily. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 19. The book of Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. That the Elohim of our Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man, that Mashiach may dwell in your heart by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of HaMashiach, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. So to the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root, and the spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and of the fear of Yah. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night thanking you that all the fullness of the Elohim head dwells in Yeshua, our Messiah, and in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge that we are believing tonight, that as we light the menorah, that you should impart to us an increased measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence will be manifest through us. We ask that you would impart the spirit of wisdom and the revelation and the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us. What is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, that we might have that we might comprehend and really experience the love of Mashiach, which passes knowledge, and be filled with the fullness of Elohim. All right, so we're going to take turn on these responses. And Sister Mary, you'll go first this time. Would you fill us, your people, this night with the spirit Spirit of Yah. And Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of Yah.
We receive the Spirit of Yah.
And then, would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of wisdom? And Sister Denise, we receive the Spirit of wisdom.
We receive the Spirit of wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of understanding? Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of understanding.
We receive the Spirit of understanding.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of counsel? And Sister Denise, we receive the Spirit of counsel.
We receive the Spirit of counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of might? Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of might.
We receive the Spirit of might.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of knowledge? See the Spirit of knowledge.
We receive the Spirit of knowledge.
And then our last one. Would you fill us this night? Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of the fear of Yah? And Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of the fear of Yah.
We receive the Spirit of the fear of Yah.
Amen. Let us give the Most High Elohim a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Rejuvenate us, Father. Fill us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The book of Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45. We're going to get verse 17. And I believe it's Brother Charlton. Is that you, Brother Charlton?
That's me. That's me. That's me, Brother Miles. How are you?
Amen.
Amen.
Happy New Moon. Beginning of month.
Happy New Moon.
Ezekiel chapter 45, verse 17. And it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings in the feast and in the new moon and in the Sabbath and all solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offerings to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 46. The book of Ezekiel chapter 46, verses 1 through 6. Thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looketh toward the east shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be open, and in the day of the new moon it shall be open. And the prince by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate, and the priest shall prepare his burnt offerings and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then he shall go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah in the Sabbath and in the new moon. And the burnt offerings that the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath day shall be 6 lambs without blemish and a ram without blemish. The meat offering shall be for an ephah or a ram, and the meat offering for the lamb, as he shall be able to give, and a hind of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and 6 lambs, and a ram, they shall be without blemish. And we know today that we are those living sacrifices. And so we are to offer ourselves. We don't offer the ram for anything. Isaiah 66, verse 22. Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 22 through 24. For as the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of those men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. The sanctifying of the month. May it be your will, Yah, our Elohim, and the Elohim of our fathers, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. Bless and sanctify this month to us and to all your people with joy and gladness, with blessings and provisions for all our needs, in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name, so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the path of righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessing. We long for the day when the Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee away, and when the saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, when Yah will be king over all the earth and his name one. And let all the people say, amen.
Amen.
All right. And then, Sister Denise, this is for you. We express our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude to you.
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
And for the hope we have in you.
And for the hope we have in you.
For the coming month.
For the coming month.
Blessed are you.
Blessed are you.
Who sanctifies your people Israel in the beginning of the month.
Who sanctify your people Israel in the beginning of the month.
And for you, Sister Mary. O Yah, our Elohim.
O Yah, our Elohim.
We call upon you this day.
We call upon you this day.
To hear our prayers.
To hear our prayers.
For forgiveness.
For forgiveness.
For all our shortcomings.
For all our shortcomings.
For all our ignorant transgressions.
And for all our ignorant transgressions.
For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
For Zion's sake.
For Zion's sake.
For your people. And for all mankind.
For your people and all mankind.
We turn to you.
We turn to you.
And seek your compassion.
And seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Yah our rock and our redeemer.
Yah our rock and our redeemer.
Hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
Amen. O Yah Elohim, Elohim of our fathers, and our Elohim, we ask that you in this coming month and year that you would give us what we need spiritually to grow in your likeness, that you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your ways, that you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times, that you would give us what we need financially, so that we would have sufficient for ourselves and bless others. That you would give us what we need physically, so we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. And let all the people say, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed be you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who creates the fruit of the vine. All right. Now, we do... Brother Charles, you may not be aware of this, but we actually do an online communion service because we are all separated. So you may want to, I don't know if you prepared for this, but we're going to go ahead and do a communion service real quick, okay? All right, so if you ladies will get your unleavened bread and your grape juice, I will go get my grape juice, and I'll be back here. I'll play a song. And we will do communion service after this song. And yeah, I think I'll play this for right now.
What's up, everybody? This is Anthony Brown, Anthony Brown and his name. And I'm so excited to debut for you my brand new single, Work, from the new project, Everyday Jesus. This song is so special to me because this song is all about love. It's all about the fact that great love of a Savior that would give his life for both of you and for me. I think in this world that we live in, we're reminded enough of what we'll never become, what we'll never do, and what we can. But I want you to know today that he thought you were worth saving. He thought you were worth dying for. He thought you were worth keeping. And because of all of that, not only am I worth it, but so are you. Check it out.
You clean me up inside.
He was good faith. Real
devil is in.
Amen.
Are we worth keeping?
Amen. Amen. Where would I be right now? Only Yah knows. For real, for
Y'all
real.
Was.
Amen. Just out there. But yeah. Amen.
But yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and prepare for this communion service. If you will take the bread, and if you will place it in your left hand, and press your right hand over it, and I will pray over it, and we will sanctify it. Father, Yah, we come before you, Father, in the spirit of humility, Father, remembering Messiah and all that he went through for us, that he was willing to go to the cross and to die for us and to have his body broken, his flesh broken for us, Father. And Father, we remember this and we take no joy in it for the reason that this was not a joyful act. But we respect and we glorify him and you in it. And so, Father, we ask that you would take this bread and that you would set it apart and consecrate it as the body of Messiah as we partake of the book of 1 Corinthians. Let's do Matthew chapter 27, 26. Verse 27. Matthew chapter 26, verse 26 first, and we're going to come into Corinthians. And as they were eating, Yeshua took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it unto his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." The book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 11, verse 26 through 30. "For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show Yeshua's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of Yah, of Yeshua, unworthily, shall be guilty of the blood, of the body and blood of Yeshua. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning Yeshua's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, many sleep. He has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has an inheritance, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For it was fitting for him, for whom all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all one. For which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren." 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 26. "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. You may take the bread and eat it now.'" Remember, whatever you broke off, you need to eat it all. And I'll read the response for the people in this one. "Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, King of the universe, who resurrects bread from the earth. If you will take your grapes, because we're not using wine. Take your grape juice, put it in your left hand, place your right hand over it. Father Yah, we again come to you, Father. With this grape juice, Father, we ask that you would consecrate it as the blood of Messiah, which was given for our sins. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, amen.
Amen.
And amen. Yah is the incomprehensible one. Before the beginning of the creative process, he was and ever shall be our Heavenly Father. The great creator chose to emerge from dwelling in the unapproachable light of eternity and reveals himself through his creation, his manifestation of light into the world. For it is Elohim who commanded the light to shine out of the darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of knowledge of the glory of Elohim in the face of Yeshua HaMashiach. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of Elohim and not of us. Yeshua said, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. After the same manner, also he took up the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this is the cup of the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may now drink of the cup. Let us give our Elohim a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the body and the blood. Thank you for this communion, Father. Hallelujah. That we would still remember our Messiah, Father. We do this in remembrance of him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the gift of salvation, Father. For we hate that he had to go through it. But he was obedient unto the end. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
We thank and praise you for the redemption which you have provided in Yeshua, our Messiah, and for all the mighty acts which you have performed on our behalf, and for the victories which you have given us in our lives, both at this time and in previous times. You are a mighty Elohim and Savior, and all who live shall thank you and praise your name in truth. Blessed are you, Yah, Elohim of our salvation and our succor. You are good and worthy to be praised. We give thanks unto you for all your great benefits to us. Let us give the Most High Elohim the praise and worship of our lips. For this is all that we can give him. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Glory to your wonderful name. Glory
Hallelujah.
To your body. Glory, 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 glory. You are majesty of our majesty. Hallelujah. And there is no other like you, Father. So we bow down the knee to you and to you alone, Father. Another will we not worship. For you are our Elohim. You are our Savior and our Redeemer. And we just give you thanks on this day. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. All right. We want to, at this time, it's the time that we usually have our sit-down meal together, our chit-chat or talk, whatever's going on, you know, in our lives, what have you. And so if you will go get your meal right now, I will play some music until we come back. I just have fallen in love with this record.
The one
that I played before?
No, I'm saying that's one.
Oh, this one is You Are Mighty.
Oh, okay.
Rock high, you are more than me. Not so worth striving. Elohim, Elion, Alistair.
Are you sister back?
Yes, I am.
Right. So Mary, you back?
I am.
All right. So let us go ahead and bow our heads. Father, yeah, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together, Father, and to break bread. And to, we ask that you would bless this meal in the nourishment of our bodies, in Christ's name's sake. Amen and amen.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll go ahead. I'll play another song, and then we'll do a little bit of chatting, what's going on, and conclude this new moon service. Amen.
Amen.
This song right here, I put in our bedroom, in our bathroom, the exhaust fan has Bluetooth speaker in it. So when you're in the bathroom, you can, you know, connect your phone to the Bluetooth and play music. And so I be playing this record on repeat all the time. You know, just let it play. It's like, got to go to bed to it.
Nothing new and exciting. Everyday life is exciting to me.
Amen. Amen. I have not been doing the farmer's market. I think, did I do one this month? I think I might have done one this month. I don't think so. I've been staying off this hip because going and, you know, setting up and breaking down puts a lot of pressure on that nerve in my hip. And, you know, I can be fine in the morning, go and break down, and I'm done for the day. You know, I'm talking about done, I'm done. Can't move, can't do anything like that. So I want to take the time right now and pray for everybody who's going through this harsh weather around the country. Pray for all those people who are going through wars, whether in Israel or in, what was the place?
El Salvador.
El Salvador, the Russian, all these wars that are going on.
Gaza.
Right. Because many people are losing their lives, and we know that there's an agenda behind it. See, there was, as far as Israel goes, there was, I watched a commentary, and they were saying that there was no way that Hamas could have been able to get into Israel or to send those rockets or to, excuse me, pass the border. Wait, no, I'll be right back. Let me play a song. I'm upset my stomach. In the hot back of here. All right, I'll be right back.
I've been changed.
Apologize.
You okay?
Yeah. Okay. Something that didn't agree with me. I'm okay. Thank you. All right. So I was looking at videos and news feeds. They were saying there's no way that Hamas should have been able to get into Israel. The shooting of rockets, that's one thing. But them physically coming through the border and being able to take those people hostage, that there was no way that that should have been able to happen. So it lends toward that Israel allowed this and somebody in Israel let them in to do what they did because this is what they wanted to do. Now, we know Netanyahu was supposed to be what the people are, you know, turning against him. And, you know, they want him out of office. So typically, just like what George Bush Jr. did, he started the war with Iraq because he was a lame duck president. And in order for him to be reelected, he needed a war. So we went to war in Iraq. The same thing that they're doing in Israel, okay? But they are going through, and, you know, if you say anything against Israel, then, you know, they have their powers to be that, you know, will want to come against you. But they have, you know, been mistreating the Palestinians, took over the land, and so the Palestinians come back at them. On both sides of this argument, there are elements that are wrong, period. And so, you know, I just pray for both people. But, you know, I have to look at Israel and say, did the Most High tell you, and I don't think he did, to commit genocide? Because that's what they're going to try to do to the Palestinian people. And so we really need to pray for those individuals because Palestine doesn't have an army. It didn't have an air force. It didn't have a military. So how can you go to war against them? You've been controlling them all this time. So as I said, the Most High would not reestablish Israel in the latter days as a democracy. Israel has never been a democracy. The Most High, Israel has always had a king. And so when they reestablished it, it just tells us that, you know, that they're not really the people that are supposed to be in the land. Well, they're supposed to be there. And the reason why I'm saying they're supposed to be there, because he said Jerusalem would be what until the times of the Gentiles were up?
Be desolate.
it'll be desolate and trodden down by the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles comes to an end. So we know that until Messiah comes, the Gentiles are going to be in charge of Jerusalem and Israel. Whether it was, you know, them reestablishing the state, which I don't think that that was the Most High's doing. I think that was all mankind. So this is a war for them to, they want to take over the rest of the West Bank. And so that's what they are in the process of doing. What's going on in El Salvador, Sister Mary?
El Salvador jumped into the fight because Iraq jumped in.
Into the fight with Israel?
Hamas and Israel.
Oh, well, see, we have to be very mindful and very vigilant because this could very easily escalate into a world war. Very easily. Because all those nations that are against Israel coming against Hamas, and then the United States and NATO are supporting Israel, but even a lot of the NATO countries are not really supporting Israel because they're asking for them to provide true humanitarian aid. But, you know, Israel is doing some really underhanded stuff. If I tell you that, you know, over here is a safe zone and you run over there, then I bomb you. What did I just do? You deceived, yeah, and got you to run where I wanted you to be so I could kill you. That is just, that's underhanded. It is, it's actually kind of evil. You know, so these things that are going on in the world with Russia and Ukraine, you know, Russians know that they lost Ukraine, and now Putin just wants to take it back. And I think what they're going to do, Russia and China and these other countries, are going to try to stretch the U.S. military very thin. And you can't fight, you know, wars on 2, 3, 4, and 5 fronts. I don't care how much advanced technology you have. Sooner or later, you'll be overwhelmed. So Ukraine stuff. You know, that I think that was to provoke Putin. To do what he's doing, but he was going to do
it
anyway.
I said, Brother Ma,
what's that?
I say that's why the Father says watch and pray.
Right.
Because it is written.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Brother Myers.
I mean, it's not only the war, the way the climate is. I mean,
Brother Myers.
Yes, sir.
Brother Myers, thank you.
I don't want to say it's amazing to me.
Hold on a minute, Charlton.
But I thank him for allowing me to know what he's doing.
Amen.
Amen.
And we're not to worry about these things, but we should be mindful of them.
You know what I do, Brother Miles?
What's that, my sister?
I give the Most High His glory.
Amen. 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 Brother Charles.
No, when you mentioned, I just want to echo what you mentioned earlier, where you think Russia and China is trying to thin out the American military. And I have thought about that, and I think that's really what's happening.
Yeah, they are, China is going to be bigger than Russia. And but if we look at their countries and we look at their military, all of the technology that we have, China has. Where did they get it from?
That's correct.
They stole it from us. And we sent a lot of our manufacturing over there to them for them to create, and they stole it. So China's military alone is over 200 million people. Just their military. So if we are trying to confront them in Taiwan or confront them, you know, in Africa, because China has a big presence, now, wherever we're trying to confront them at, it's only going to lead toward, you know, this confrontation where we can't really, the United States, without going nuclear, cannot win a war against China. This is known. And so they're going to force the issue on Taiwan. And Taiwan has been, what, democratic or, yeah, been democratic for 50, 60, 70 years? But China has always maintained claim to Taiwan. So they're gonna come after it, and we can't fight a war on all those fronts. And the only way we would have a chance is to go nuclear. Now, who threatened to go nuclear? Anybody know?
Kim
Jong-un?
Yeah.
He did, but somebody else, a major player. Russia has threatened. Right. Russia has threatened to go nuclear. And you know, they got nuclear weapons that they call tactical nukes. And they can maybe take out a city or take out some blocks. But whatever they blow it up on, they ain't going to be usable no more. People are going to be dead, but the land and stuff won't be usable. But if anybody does any type of nuclear exchange, it's going to escalate into full-blown nuclear war. And that is a no-win for everybody. So, you know, Russia has already threatened it over Ukraine. The United States has said if Russia does use any kind of chemical weapons or nuclear weapons in Ukraine, that they would, you know, that we would step in. And the response would be equal against Russia. But see, China is the pink elephant in the room. Because China's military is already as big as ours, as far as, you know, warships go and things like that. But then their standing army, 200 million soldiers, we barely got 4 or 5 million total military in the U.S., 4 or 5 million. But we're counting on technology to win our wars, and that's what, you know, what we are staking everything on. But just keep an eye on these things because, you know, we may have to run. Get up out of where we're at. Definitely don't want to be in the big city. Nuclear weapons come. You're in a big city. You already know, Charleston, New York, number one target.
Yeah.
Always,
yeah.
Yeah, always has been. And so the first 5, 10, 15, probably the first 30 cities, Phoenix is a major target. Fourth or fifth largest city. All the big cities will get hit. And then the more they, you know, expand it, the more the smaller the cities become. But, you know, most I said, whenever we see these things, make sure that we get up out of the city. And make sure that our flight be not on the Sabbath day or in the what?
In the winter.
In the winter. If you had to leave right now during that blizzard or during that you know, the freezing weather and stuff, it'd be hard to get out. You're hard to move. If you ran out of gas and you're stuck in the cold, it might freeze to death. You know, so he gives us everything that we need, you know, the warning signs and everything, and says, hey, you see this? Don't stay. Don't even turn back and look. Just move. So, you know, I want to pray for all those peoples because whether they are, no matter what, they're all I can't say the children of Elohim because that would not be straight up straight saying that. They're all human beings. And they're all our fellow man. And he says, you know, we are commanded to even love our who? Our own enemy. So, you know, we don't want to, we want to pray for, you know, that, that it be not the end times in that way where they are being killed for no reason at all. And we're told not to even pray for the day of Yah. Don't even pray for that day to come. Like I said, it, you know, that, that day is going to be so dark, so much death and destruction. He says, you know, you don't want to see that day. Says, so don't even ask for it. Don't even pray for it. You know, people
talk about. Desire.
Huh?
They don't desire that day.
Right, don't desire it. Because it's not, you know, we want him to come back, but when I come back, I ain't playing. And the type of death I'm going to be bringing, you don't want to see it. So don't ask for that day. Because, you know, and don't pray for it, that it comes. So, you know, I'm not praying that it comes. I'm praying that men repent and turn to Yah, whether they are in power or whether they have no power, that they repent and come to him, because everything that's happening and that he's allowing to happen is to bring people to repentance.
Yeah.
And so I pray that, you know, I want to pray for everyone, that so many people, so many people don't even believe in God, number one, and then number two, you know, the vast majority that do don't serve him the way that he says to serve him. He says, you know, you worship me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. And so that, you know, I pray for all those people who say that they love him, but then they don't do what he says to do. They find a reason not to do it. I pray for them that they, that the true light of the word is revealed to them, and that they are allowed to repent and turn 100% to him, because that's the only thing that is going to save us. Only thing that makes us his is that we follow him 100% with our whole heart. He don't leave us. There's no air gap there. There's no room for second guessing. You either belong to him and you worship him with your whole heart, with everything that you are, or you don't belong to him. The Messiah said that. You know, if you're not, if you love anything or anybody more than you love me, you're not worthy of me. And we got to believe that and walk in that. So, you know, I pray for the world, and I pray for our families. I pray for us, that there be any type of hindrance in our lives, in our minds, in our hearts, that keep us from worshiping him with our entire heart, where he is first. Everything that, that he has said that he wants is first in our lives. Because other than that, you know, I know that we're just going through the motions. It makes us feel good, but we're just going through the motions. And so he says, you know, we have to worship him with our whole heart. We can't love anybody else more than we love him. And we have to be willing to give our all. Because think about it. Most of us, I'm offering you in my kingdom, as a citizen of my kingdom, and not in my jail, which is the lake of fire. As a free citizen to enjoy all the benefits of the kingdom for eternity, but you got to be willing to give me your all. And we just don't, you know, we just don't see it that way. We want to give, you know, what we want to give and expect that, you know, his promises apply to us, but they really don't. So, you know, we have to do what he says to do. And, I, you know, it just amazes me with so many people that just don't believe that it takes all that. But it does. And so I pray for them on this evening. I pray that you know, the weather doesn't kill a whole lot of people. These storms, and they're probably going to get even more severe in the coldness. I pray for all those homeless people that they truly find someplace to go and get out of the weather. I pray for those who have lost their power, and it's, you know, going to be 20 below zero, 11 below zero. You got no power at 20 below zero, 11 below zero. You can still freeze to death. Yeah. And so we just pray for everybody, all those people who are at war. We pray that the will of Yah be done, but we pray that that they be, what's the word I'm looking for here? I pray that they realize that the weather is not natural. That they realize that they cannot count on men, their government. I pray that they realize that their past prejudices, they need to come to terms with them. You know, the feeling of superiority. I'm better than you are. I can exercise my power over you because I feel like I'm better than you. That they start believing in the word that they read and not take it as just, you know, a guideline that they can take it or leave it, or that it is that it is more than just a book, and that they establish a true relationship with the Most High Elohim, a personal relationship with him, and not just for blessings. You know, because his will is going to be done either way. Either way, his will is going to be done. But, you know, he said that he would not, that any should be lost. Shouldn't be praying for the loss of anyone either, because then we would be praying against him. You know, even if they're evil, we pray that they what? Turn from their evil and turn toward him. So I pray these things in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, because we are supposed to be the intercessors. You know, people coming down with COVID and these flus and whatever other new diseases are going to come out. You know, I pray that Yah protects them. But his will be done. If it's his will that, you know, somebody should get it and die because they refuse to repent, then his will be done. Nevertheless, it is his desire that none should be lost. And so I pray that none be lost unless it's his will. Because, you know, I got people that I know, family members and stuff that, heck, no matter what I tell them, you know, they want to do what they want to do and how they want to do it. And I don't want the Most High to, you know, to kill them or anything like that. Nevertheless, you know, if they refuse to turn and repent, then his will be done. The only thing that I can do. So we pray his will on this evening, that his will be done in the earth as it is what?
In the heaven.
Amen. You know, and so we're not praying against him. We're not trying to usurp authority over him, because I see a lot of people doing that in their prayer, trying to usurp authority over the Most High.
Well, I don't know. I'm too scared to even think about that.
Oh, there's one of the records I used to play that the sister said something in the record, and she commanded Yah to do something. I said, why didn't I hear that before? Oh, you know that song, Break Every Chain?
Yeah.
That song, he commanded the Most High to do something. He didn't ask, he commanded it. And I'm like, whoa. I said, why didn't I ever hear that before?
Hmm.
I said, but I won't be playing that anymore. Because we don't order him to do anything. At all. So, you know, even in the music that we play, we have to be very careful. Because it may invoke something in us, and we go for it, only to find out that it really is going against the Most High. And so, you know, becoming more and more selective in what I'm playing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want to support anything that's going to be coming against the Most High.
No.
Even if it says that it's worshiping him, you know, but it's coming against him. I don't want to support it.
No.
So that record from her won't ever get played again. Not by me, at least. I was like, no, you didn't. And I don't know whether it was a slip of the tongue or what, but he did it, and I was like, okay, I won't play this record no more. Anyway, I have given the farmers market notice that I won't be back there until the 26th of this month. I have some doctor's appointments, need to get some things that are going to keep this flare-up down. And at the same time, you know, I need to be cognizant of it in my mind and in my heart, because I'm not in pain that I can just, you know, do anything. Because the only thing I'm doing is, if I don't have the pain, that don't mean that the underlying condition is gone. And you just be doing stuff, you know, hurting it worse, and then you just make the matter worse because you don't have the pain, so you just move how you want to move. So I stay cognizant. I am really going to try to really cut down on inflammation because certain parts of my diet I was still eating some things like some fried chicken now and then, but that anything processed, I gotta get rid of. Any kind of processed food. For the simple reason that, you know, nothing from McDonald's, nothing from any of the fast restaurants are good for us. Heart healthy or anything like that.
Uh-uh.
It's not. And they'd be lying. You know, they be filling it with salt and sugar because they want to make us crave it. And the thing is to get off the salts and the sugars so that you don't crave them. So when you get them, then they don't taste, you know, they don't taste good to you. So I'm further revamping my diet. Because inflammation in the nerve, it's an inflammation thing. And I do have a problem with inflammation in my body. You know, from years of eating sugar and that kind of stuff. Not eating the way I was supposed to. And then later on in life, you know, learning that, hey, you can't be doing all that. So just modifying, doing what I need to do to cut down on the inflammation. Cut down on the inflammation and I'm making cuts down on the pain. But I want to make sure that I'm cutting down on the inflammation naturally and not through drugs. Doing it by diet. And, you know, I know that eating the microgreens, juicing them and or blending them, so I turn more toward a fruit diet, but I still got to have a little bit of animal protein. Plant protein is fine, but you can't get vitamin B12 from plants. And you need that. You need the B12 for your brain. And then I got to clean out my sewer system. Because we know the body has, what, a sewer system to it?
Yeah, it
does. And so making sure that that's cleaned out, not clogged up, so they can get rid of any waste that actually also causes inflammation. Like I was looking at a program last night, and diet soda, what do they call it, fructose? You got fructose, and then there's something else in diet soda, but it's the fructose that the body can't do anything with it. The body don't need fructose. It doesn't do anything with it. And so because the body doesn't do anything with it and it doesn't process it, you know where it goes? To your liver. And the liver doesn't process it. It just starts lining the liver. And so sodas and things like that, you know, they have to go. And if you eat fast food, like, which one's better? Butter or margarine?
Butter,
correct. Real butter, margarine, the body can't process. And it goes straight to the liver. But they were saying years ago that margarine was equal to what, butter?
That's what they used to say.
Yeah, that big debate. Now they know that the margarine itself, the body can't process. They've actually outlawed it. And the body can't do anything with it. So, you know, it's all those that they told us for years. And if you went by it, if you tried to be healthy, if you were going by what they said, you would end up killing yourself. And this is all from the from the food industry, period. Not just fast food, but the food industry. They are in cahoots. You know, the restaurants and those things are in cahoots with them. And so they know, like, you know what I found out? We're not supposed to be eating any grain. Like rice.
Any who?
Grain.
Oh, grain.
Anything that's a grain, we weren't designed to eat it. We weren't supposed to be eating it. But you can eat it. It's not going to kill you right away. But eventually it's going to kill you. And so we're not supposed to be eating rices, wheat.
Pasta.
Pasta is processed wheat. So they make pastas out of flour coming from the wheat. Anything that's like that, we're not. The body turns to flour. If you eat pasta, what does that turn into in the body?
Sugar.
There you go. So if you can't process sugar and you eat pasta, then you're going to what? Just be filling your blood up with sugar? And have a high blood sugar count. You know, so as, you know, things when you're younger, you don't worry about it. When you get old and they start kicking your butt, then you start worrying about it. That's my testimony. It is. It's my testimony. Because eating fast food all the time, eating on the go all the time, none of the fat, you know, I don't even trust food from any restaurant now.
Nope, I don't either.
No matter who they say they are, you know, no matter what they say, because it's all gimmick. And the only way you got to know that you're really eating healthy is that you buy it raw and cook it for yourself.
Yeah.
And if it come out of a box, you don't want it. So, you know, all these things, they have a way of just catching up with it. And when I found that out about the grains, I was like, wow. And, you know, we eat so many grains, I can't even think of them all right now. But we shouldn't be eating any of them. You know, they'll tell you that you need so many grains.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is, you don't need or want any of them. Like, I love grits. But, you know, I didn't know what grits were made out of. Anybody know what grits are made out of?
Grain, I think.
Corn. Ground up corn. But everything, if you look on the back of everything, you see corn syrup, corn starch.
Mm.
Everything we eat got what in it? Corn?
Corn, oh, yeah.
So, I told my wife, I said, you know what? Much as I hate to do it, I want no more grits. And I love me some grits and some toast. But can't do it no more. So, you know, that's where we're at. We are still moving toward, you know, our goal. I sent in my application to the USDA. My wife did hers. Well, I did them both the last couple of days. Finished them off. We'll see what's said. And then, what was I going to say? This winter season seems to be that it's a real sickly season. A lot of people getting sick, including yours truly.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I say stay safe. I know from now on when I go out to the farmer's market, you know, I will be practicing, you know, even though I'm dealing with people, I'll be practicing the, you know, keeping the mask on. Religiously, because people don't care.
No, they don't.
They'll be sick and come right on out.
Mm-hmm.
Or they may not even know they're sick and be coming out. So, you know, just have to go back to, I had gotten lax on it. But now I'm going to go back and be, you know, hey, now I got my mask on. I'm wearing gloves anyway because I'm dealing, you know, dealing with people's food. Microgreens are considered food, so I have to wear gloves dealing with them when I'm cutting them and doing that kind of stuff. So, you know, touching stuff, changing gloves all the time is not a big deal. But putting on that mask, you know, I just have to get back into it. We're in the middle. But that, you know, that's it for me. Yeah, that's it for me. See what else? So let us bow our heads.
Oh, Brother Miles.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get my card?
I haven't been to the mailbox yet, so they're probably there, but I haven't been to the mailbox since the beginning of month, because I've been basically in the house, not going out. I will check Sunday and let you know.
You might have two of them there.
Two of them?
I don't know. We might.
Okay. Well, I
don't know.
No, I think I acknowledge you one for December.
Oh, okay.
So if you send it for January, then that would be the only one there. But I sent your acknowledgement for your tithes in December.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, I'll let you know Sunday. You know, Sabbath, I'm not going to go. I'm not going to go out. And I've been trying not to go out, period. Need to, but been trying not to. Trying to stay off this hip until I can see the doctor. And then I filed, you know, with the VA for it. or disability. Because I should have been getting this for the last. I didn't never want to do anything with the VA. Because, you know, my father poisoned me against the VA because he's like, hey, with the VA, if it don't work, they want to cut it off. And I said, well, I'll never deal with them. But the bottom line is, it's all military related, so they should be paying for it. I'm paying a disability for it. So I, you know, went ahead and filed, and then trying to, you know, for a long time, I didn't know I had PTSD. Just running around here crazy as the best of us. And, you know, went to the psychologist and said, hey, you got PTSD. Okay. Well, that was caused by the military. So, you know, a lot of things that happened to me while I was in the military, there's a certain innate fear of doctors because of some things that, or I would say surgery, because of some things, you know, they were cutting on me and I was still awake. And I felt it, and I told them, and they, you know, they act like they didn't believe it. And when they put me under, I didn't remember the whole experience. They finally put me under, but the doctor, you know, he felt so bad. The next morning, he came in, you know, to tell me how the surgery went, and then he apologized for, you know, me feeling them cutting. But from that time on, I said, hey, I'll never go up under the knife again. Because, you know, it must have been horrendous for him to feel bad enough to come in and apologize. So it's a lot of things like that. Or seeing so much death at one time, and then, you know, you're processing it. You're in the military, you're processing it, and you think you dealt with it. But you really just pushed it down. You know, it is, you know, like I think in New York, there's still people suffering from 911 to this day. And that's one event. And when you see so much death over and over and over again, it has to affect you. But then we as a people, because of the way that we've been treated by this country, lynched and shot up and cut up, and then the stuff that we do to ourselves, we are walking post-traumatic stress. Our whole society is that way. We just don't know it. You know, you can't go through all of that and it not affect. But we sort of, taught ourselves to learn that to say that we're dealing with it. But we really haven't. And there's no way that we can. For the simple reason, they're not going to let us deal with it. You know, you need to fix yourself. No, that's impossible. So we deal with a lot of things. And right now what I'm doing is trying to make the government pay for it all. Because through my military service, a lot of this came about. And then they recognize, you know, systematic racism, just like the USDA says they recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think with the VA is a little bit different in being a veteran that, well, being black, you're still a low man on the totem pole. They're still going to, you know, you're the last one that they're going to rule favorably for. So I might have to provide X amount of proof where if it was white, they already know this. The first time they say they got something, they pay them. We might have to suffer 10, 15 years before they say, oh yeah, well, you're right, you got it. So that type of racism going on. So, Charlton, you got anything to say? Or have you fallen asleep? Because I know you be asleep. Probably have fallen asleep. Thank you. All right. So we're going to go ahead and close out. If nobody else has anything to say. Let us go to 1 Corinthians, chapter 6. And these are just reminders to us. 1 Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 20. For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify Elohim in your body and in your spirit, which are Elohim. We belong to him. Body and what?
Spirit.
And spirit. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 24. Only fear Yah and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider how great things he has done for you. So Yah says, for what he's done for us, he deserves to get what, our whole heart?
Yeah.
1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12. That you would walk worthy of Elohim, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, the Ruach HaKodesh, which is in you, which you have of Elohim, and you are not your own? 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 2. That he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh, to the lust of men, but to the will of Elohim. So we pray for all those people who don't know the Most High or who say they know him and they're still running around after the lust of the flesh, that they give those things up. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9. Honor Yah with your substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. He said, we're supposed to support him. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. All right. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 27. Yah bless thee and keep thee. Yah make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. He who exists will present you gifts and will guard you with the hedge of protection. He who exists will illuminate you with the wholeness of his being, bringing order, shalom. And he will beautify you. He who exists will lift up the wholeness of his being and look upon you to set you in place, to set in place all you need to be whole and complete. May the Most High bless you. May he keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember I love you. I really do. And I love you like the Most High loves you. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, saints, for this is our whole duty. Shalom and Happy New Moon.
Happy New Moon to you too.
Shalom.
All right. I'm going to play this song and then we're out.
Brother Miles, Brother Miles, Brother Miles, family.
Happy New Year. Happy New Moon.
Hello, family. Happy New Moon. See you guys in the morning.